The number of tasting rooms in the town of Sonoma has doubled probably over the last 5 years. One of the issues with a tasting room versus a different type of business is that the model for it, as I understand it, is that they're selling wine club memberships. And so in terms of the amount of rent they're able to pay, it's very hard for other retail businesses to compete with them because they're selling sort of one item at a time. In addition to that, I mean, wine tasting rooms create people drinking alcohol all over the plaza, and people live in Sonoma. And so there have been some associated issues with having that many establishments focused on serving alcohol right in the center of town. The balancing side of that is that many of these are small wineries. They're local families that we know, and we want to encourage business and have a thriving, you know, downtown, but we just need to find what is the right mix between supporting our business community and then also recognizing the needs of other residents.
So they can come, folks can come to Sonoma still though and taste wine, but they can't come to the plaza and do anything with a commercial cannabis business. You have a moratorium on commercial cannabis activities of any kind. And I know there's some frustration among the folks who would really like to get that business going. Tell me about your personal feeling and what the council is doing about this.
So we just had an election, but the prior council to this election voted 3-2 to ban having a dispensary of any kind. They voted to allow deliveries for medicinal purposes only. The state has recently said that that's not legal, that medicinal and personal use has to be allowed for deliveries. So I think that will supersede the prior council's decision. But with the election of Logan Harvey, who stated that he supports having a dispensary, I think that we will revisit the prior vote and talk about some sensible cannabis regulations in the town of Sonoma.
So you think this is going to move in that direction? And are you a supporter of some changes?
Yeah. So this year as mayor, there's three things I want to get done. One of them is create reasonable regulation for a cannabis dispensary, one that would be selected by the city of Sonoma, increase the minimum wage in the town of Sonoma, and create a housing trust fund with 1% of the hotel tax dedicated to that. So I think we can do those three things. It would be sort of like the most things that have ever been done in a year in Sonoma, but I'm pretty sure with this council, we can do it.
All right. I don't want to let you go without telling me a little more details about the housing, because we're very concerned. We do a lot of stories about housing and we'll continue to be doing so. So tell me what you think can be accomplished in the way of a housing trust fund, what that would allow for you to do in Sonoma.
So the idea that I like and have proposed is that we take 1% of our hotel tax, TOT, paid by tourists, and that we put it in perpetuity into a housing just for affordable housing. And we can figure out whether that means rent subsidies or working on larger construction projects or all the revenue which is created by the hotel workers cleaning rooms and preparing food and checking people in, all this labor, to have a small portion of that go back into ensuring that they can live in these communities where they generate all this wealth seems inherently really fair to me.